Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 29th of December, and I'm recording at 9:14 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London on a very, very pleasant, mild day. Don't know how much longer that will last, but we're certainly enjoying it. I hope you're doing similarly well with your weather. I've been away for a few days, as you know, over the Christmas holidays, and the first thing I noticed here today, of course, was that stock markets were a lot stronger today than they were yesterday. So we had a wobble yesterday, but that was, for the most part, more than offset by today's gains. And I'll run through some of these quickly with you, or for you. Now, first, Japan, the Nikkei 225 up over half a percent, not a bad gain. The 400 index, Nikkei 400 index, up just under 1%. Now, in the China area, not too bad. It took a battering on Monday, but a little bit of a pickup here, up 0.85 of a percentage point for the Shanghai Composite Index. A little bit firmer in the Hang Seng Index out of Hong Kong, up a third of a percentage point. The HSCEI Index virtually unchanged. And elsewhere here, mostly modest gains. Those included South Korea, the Australian market. Not a bad gain there, 1.15% on some of these rallying commodities. India, slightly firmer. Looks like Malaysia, Singapore, a little bit firmer, as is Indonesia, but nothing all that significant in percentage terms. A little bit different in Europe. Some strong gains here overall. The German DAX index up 1.94%. Singapore up 1.64%. Same percentage gain for the Netherlands. And the Euro Stoxx 50 index up 1.77%. And the FTSE 100 index almost 1%. Higher on the day. Now, Wall Street was really quite firm here overall. The Dow closing with most of its gains, up 192 points on the Dow, and that's 1.1%. The S&P up almost as much. That's taken that up to 2,078 and change. And the NASDAQ Composite Index, good to see, slightly better gain there because it's been the leader. And that was up one and a third percentage points, 1.33. Okay, elsewhere, what happened here? Bonds, interesting. Those yields rallied quite sharply, still within a range, but now back to the upper side of the range. So the U.S. 10-year, 2.3085. That's closed near the high of the day. And looking around, I see currencies. The dollar's firmed in here overall. It's really in the sort of upper middle of its trading range. It's been going on for a good many more months. You may recall from my earlier broadcast, this is a concern, I think, and not just for me, I think for most investors here, that a too strong dollar breaking up above this 100, a little above the 100 range, would cause problems. It would cause problems for the U.S. economic recovery, and it would certainly damage earnings for all those autonomies that sell products around the world and develop products and develop and market products around the world. And it would also hurt borrowers of U.S. dollars. Now, that hasn't happened yet, but it's the Fed's big challenge, and it's a medium to longer term concern that I have. Owen and I expect the dollar to be considerably stronger over the next 10 to 20 years, but hopefully it does it on a gradual, orderly basis. Well, it will part of the time, but not all of the time. I can probably fairly safely guess. Now, against other currencies, well, I noticed that Chinese renminbi that reached a new low against the dollar. I've called it a gradual devaluation, which we've been seeing for over 2 months now, and I expect it to continue. The renminbi, after falling sharply yesterday, was a little bit firmer in here today. The Indian rupee, which has been just about the strongest, if not the strongest, Asian Pacific region currency, just weakened a little bit here today. And among the Europeans, well, the euro is at 1.0933 against the U.S. dollar. Sterling, which has been soft generally, down a little bit more here today, 1.4823. And Australian dollar, a little weaker here, 72.97. Okay, what else of interest to you here? Looking at these commodities, now mixed performance here among the, well, I say mixed, but they're mostly steadier here the among the precious metals. Palladium up $6 to nearly $558. Silver, which had taken a hit, big hit, on Friday, most of these, on Monday. Most of these precious metals took a significant hit on Monday, but a little steadier in here today. Silver back up to $13.93. It's up just over 4.5 cents. And we have platinum up nearly $7 at $8.87 and change, and gold bullion a little lower, down 80 cents at 106.8 and change. Now, precious metals, we think they're in a bottoming out process. And as a matter of fact, we think industrial commodities, which includes precious metals, are in an overall bottoming out process. But it may take a while. And get some choppy ranging before these move higher. Certainly, the commodity markets are extremely depressed, and this is affecting supply. It never affects supply as quickly as one might hope, and largely because a lot of these hardened producers of these commodities, they dig in. They want to be the last man surviving in here, and expecting to force their weaker competitors to cut production. Well, that process is taking place, but it's only just really started. So we're going to see a little bit more of it, I think, overall. But increasingly, I think that the moves will be more to the upside than to the downside amidst some fairly volatile trading for this sector. Okay, so overall, what's to make of it? Don't be too bearish on Wall Street. An awful lot of people have been. And there are concerns. I would like to see a somewhat better rally. I'd like to see the market breadth on Wall Street improve. You've heard me mention those points before, but I don't see any real reason why we shouldn't have a gradually improving background of overall investor confidence. Now, the big problem, and a link that I've mentioned on so many occasions, and let me touch on this in terms of commodities, because I haven't mentioned it yet. Oil prices are firmer in here today, whereas they were clipped quite sharply on Monday. So crude oil, really, in people's minds and the way it's playing out here in the markets, weakness of crude oil, that just tells investors, that worries investors, more turmoil among the oil producers, more losses. They have less ability to pay for anything from other economies, both developed and developing economies. Conversely, when oil is firmer and industrial commodities generally a bit firmer, people feel a little bit better about the fledgling global economic recovery, and that's been the mood here for a while, and I think it will persist certainly into the new year. But today, say, firmer oil, firmer industrial commodities, and that supports, for instance, copper, the U.S. copper up to 213.75 cents. So industrial metals, precious metals, mostly a little bit firmer. Crude oil clearly firmer, as you just heard, and natural gas continuing to do well. Among the soft commodities, not too well mixed. They're more higher than lower, I would say. And if I look at the CCI index, that's a continuous commodity index, it's a pretty decent upward dynamic in here today. The overall size of the rally from its low in just beyond the midpoint in December, when it hit its low, the overall size of the rally to date is not outstanding by any means. But again, this is coming from a very, very depressed level. Again, overall feeling on this, just to emphasize this point again, is that we are in a bottoming out basing region for these industrial commodities. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.